Hi there and welcome to Global Heart Church. I'm Jared Keane, the Senior Pastor, and wherever you are tuning in from around the world today, really, really hope and pray that in our planning of this message that it's going to really inspire you for the great journey that you are on and for the great calling that you have in your own life. So enjoy the message and really pray that it's a blessing to you today.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you in church today on Palm Sunday and also on our Baptism Sunday today. We're having more and more of them, which is great. People keep getting saved, which is the goal, right? So they're increasing. But let's just pray together. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for today. We just thank you, Father, for your hand on everybody's life. I just pray, Father, once again, Lord, today, Father, do what only you can do. Save people, touch people, change us, Lord. Free us from the past, Father. And I pray, free us into the great future that you have for us. Father, I pray for healing on everybody. Everybody's not well today. Let them be healed and whole. And Father, I just pray, Lord, right now, Father, those who really are desperately needing a miracle, Lord, I just pray, let that miracle come, Father. Give them wisdom what to do in the meantime, Father, in the lead up. I just pray, give everybody wisdom, daily wisdom or hourly wisdom, Father, whatever's needed. But Father, let your blessing be on everybody today. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated, everybody. God bless you. What a great night in the house, Friday night. And if you were here Friday night, thank God. And just encourage everybody to keep supporting Friday night. Bring a friend, because we had a great bunch of people getting saved again Friday night, which is just so awesome. And people responding to the Lord every week. But it doesn't just happen. It happens because people are praying and supporting. Come on, so you can be a prayer and a supporter of the gospel. And a lot of churches aren't even giving altar calls these days, I have discovered. Pastoral fear, I don't know, or church being asleep, but we need to be awake and we need to be encouragement to other believers, and we need to keep bringing the gospel, everybody. So just being there, supporting and cheering on people who are getting saved and then encouraging them is an incredible ministry. So can I encourage you with that? Well, today people are getting baptized, and congratulations to all those people. We're so excited for you. Carly, happy birthday over there on the right there. And just need to get that out. Happy birthday. And who else is it? It's Graham Medes and Daniel Norberger. Who's getting baptized? Yeah, so Daniel's getting baptized. Happy birthday on your birthday. What a great day to get baptized. So all those people, happy birthday. Amen. So talking about baptisms today, and just can I encourage anybody who's getting baptized, just remember, I love this statement Martin Luther said, faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace. So sure and certain that a man or woman could stake their life on it 1,000 times. I love that. Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's grace. And I want to say to everybody, whether you've been baptized or not, can I encourage you today, put your confidence in God's grace. In fact, give your life to Christ today and put your confidence in what he did on the cross for you. And then you'll be like me 4.5 decades nearly later, still putting my confidence, still staking my life on what Jesus has said and done for me in Jesus' name. By the way, I encourage everybody too, and this is why people are getting baptized. C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity, who was a non-believer and came to God, he said, because of his mind. And he said, if we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. Love that. One more time. If we find ourselves, C.S. Lewis said, with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world. C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity, if you're looking for the book. Baptism today, everybody, is an outward sign of salvation and obedience. When people are being baptized, it's an outward sign that somebody is saying, I put my faith in Jesus Christ. I put my faith in his sacrifice, his broken body and his shed blood on the cross. And in actual fact, when you're baptized without us knowing it, it's an advertisement of your faith to the world. Today, everybody getting baptized, you are advertising to everybody, I put my faith in Jesus Christ, just so you know. And so we're letting the world know that Jesus is now our Lord. And in Matthew 10:32, it says this in the Amplified, therefore, the one who confesses and acknowledges me before men as Lord and Savior, affirming a state of oneness with me, that one, he or she, I will also confess and acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Wow, that's why it's so important, everybody, to be baptized. And it's so important to acknowledge Jesus Christ before men, because the Bible says, the one who does that affirms a state of oneness through salvation with me, I'll confess you and I'll acknowledge you before my Father who is in heaven. I don't know about you, but I want Jesus acknowledging me before my Father who's in heaven. Anybody else say amen to that? John, great to see you sitting there too, and you look so well. So just had open heart surgery 2 weeks ago, straight back into church. Well done. God bless you. God bless you. And we've all been praying for you, mate, and we'll continue to do so. But great, 2 weeks and here you are back. I just spoke to you and prayed for you on the Sunday before you went in, and so good. So well done. One more hand for John here. Straight back into church. Baptism is to be regarded with awe and reverence. Baptism is to be regarded with awe and reverence. And it's not just it's not a natural thing that's happening, it's actually supernatural. And so you know, we don't splash people. The word baptism actually comes from the Greek word baptizo, which means to immerse. So over the generations, people love to change God's word, don't they? Don't you? Anyway, we love to change God's word. So they changed it to splashing. It has never been about splashing. It is about identifying with Jesus' death and burial when we are immersed in water. So baptizo, the Greek word means immersion. That's why we immerse. At Global Heart Church, we want to be a biblical church, not a traditional church, which the Gospels actually say that when you hold to traditions, you bring to naught God's word, you make it of no power. And too many churches have no power. They're dead because they've made tradition the thing. And the scripture actually says that you bring to naught the things of God when you hold to tradition. So we baptize according to the definition of the word and the scripture. But look at this, Romans 6. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ, Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism and death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Everybody, we're laying down our old life, and the whole God's whole plan is that you will live a new life. And then it goes on and says, for if you have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly, look at this, we will certainly, one more time, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection like his. So when we are baptized and baptized into his death through water baptism, we also will be united with him in resurrection, which is so important and so powerful. So we need to have awe and reverence for baptism. It is supernatural. By the way, when you lay down your old life, the Bible says your old life is hid in Christ. It's buried in Christ. Can you stop visiting the graveyard of your old life, everybody? Leave yourself there and stop digging up your old you. Lay it down and say, Jesus, I'm heading into my new life in Jesus' name. Baptism is a first step of obedience. First step. There are many steps of obedience. The Christian life is about surrendering to God. If you surrender to God, the supernatural is there. If you surrender to God, the provision is there. If you surrender and follow God's will, God's plan and purpose is there, and it's miraculous. It's supernatural. Tenacious House, we had another miracle this last week. How does that happen? We obey God. We do what God's asked us to do. Then there's provision. When you don't obey God, when we're not surrendered to God, God will let you do your thing. And I don't want to do my thing. It's so boring. There's no supernatural provision. It's dull. There's no power there. There's no life there. I want what God's got. And I want what God's got for me. So I need to follow him. Acts 2:38, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the forgiveness of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So first step in obedience is repent and let every one of you be baptized. And let every one of you be baptized. Why do you keep ignoring baptism? Why are you not being baptized? You are one heartbeat away from eternity, one heartbeat. Wow. It'd be like, I've just got out the video of Arthur Stace who went around Sydney in the 60s, 70s, 80s and writing Eternity. He was an alcoholic, gave his life to Christ and then wrote Eternity across the city that I grew up in. And I remember my family talking about it. We weren't Christians, but he wrote Eternity and they'd find it written beautifully across Sydney. When he died, never dreaming, this man who was an alcoholic and came to Christ, that when they did the 2000 Sydney Olympics, they wrote Eternity up across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Did you see that? And billions of people were ministered to by what God gave an alcoholic to write across Sydney in the darkness of the night, Eternity. Eternity. Everybody, let every one of you, repent and be baptized. Let every one of you repent. Doesn't say let every one of you be sprinkled or splashed as a baby. You had no decision in that. You had no choice. You know, made no. There was no decision. There was no lordship. That just happened to you because it was a tradition. Which brings to naught the word of God. No, what happens is you need to make a decision for yourself. I am now following Christ as Lord and Savior. God has no grandchildren. You cannot be a Christian because of your parents, your grandparents, a relative. You can only be a Christian because you repented. You put your faith in Christ and you were baptized. Isaiah 1 verse 19. If you are willing, and here is the word again, obedient. If you are willing and obedient. That's the challenge God throws to us. Are we willing? What does he mean? Change yourself. Make a decision to become willing and ask God to grace you to become willing. And it says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. Well, Sue and I have proven that. We became willing and we began to obey God. We began to love his church and love his house and get baptized and plant ourselves there and serve you for 40 years. And then as we have been blessed in so many levels, not just one, but multi-layered levels, because you have to become willing and obedient. And that's a daily thing. And tomorrow we'll wake up and say, Lord, grace us to be willing and obedient today, because it can drip out and I'll need fresh willingness and obedience to keep following the Lord in all that he wants. Baptism is an act of individual commitment. It's an act of individual commitment. It's when you step out from the crowd of the world and say, whatever the world's doing, I am following Jesus Christ. I love that. Jesus was baptized. He's our example, that he permitted himself to be baptized, and he was baptized by John, and we need to realize he set the example there for all of us. Baptism is a testimony to the fact inward transformation has taken place and is taking place. Everybody who's been baptized. It's a testimony to the fact inward transformation has taken place. Maybe not as much as you want, but God's on the move and it is taking place. Galatians 3, so powerfully in the NIV, for you who are born again have been reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, and are all children of God, set apart for his purpose with full rights and privileges through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who are baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union with Christ, the anointed, have clothed yourselves with Christ. That is, you have taken on his characteristics and values. Amen. Baptism represents our dying to sin, the world, and self. C.S. Lewis said another great thing. He said, if you look for yourself, you'll find loneliness and despair. But if you look for Christ, you will find him and everything else. Baptism signifies we've laid down our plans and we are now living to fulfill his plan. As believers, we are called to live for the plan that God created you. Your very creation, your gifts, your talents, your mind, how you think, everything there. It's not here randomly. You are not here randomly on the planet. If you try and live randomly, most people end up in addiction somewhere trying to fill this empty, gnawing, random life I live. And God wants to break addiction through connection. That's how you break it, connection with him, then connection with the body of Christ and relationships and right relationships with your family. And then we live for his plan and his truth. Oh my gosh, how good. And can I encourage you, everybody getting baptized, be bold when you become a Christian. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. And we are called to be bold and to live bold and to stand bold and to walk bold. Don't be ashamed of being a Christian. Don't be ashamed of following God. Our world has lost its mind, but they're all cheering it on. I love it. We're getting crazier by the generation, but they're all like, yay. And I'm like, no, everybody's medicated and in the nut house. How do I know? That's where I came from. My family was there. We were so unwell. And Jesus came to heal us and forgive us and wash us. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Unto salvation. I'll finish with this. 4th century theologian Athanasius of Alexandria, he said, if the whole world is against the truth, then I'm against the world. Let's stand for the truth, everybody. Can somebody say amen? Give the Lord another hand, everyone. Give the Lord another hand.
Thank you so much for joining us online today. Really great to have you with us. And special thanks to those also who give online. Your generosity is making the way for others to hear the message of Jesus, both here in Australia and around the world. If you enjoyed today's message, I'd love to encourage you to share this message with a friend, a workmate, a family member. And let's believe together that it will powerfully impact their life for good in Jesus' name. If you're unable to be with us at one of our church locations, both here in Australia and around the world, please join us online every Sunday for Global Heart at Home on YouTube. God bless and have a great week.